A couple dozen reporters crowd the deck of the cargo ship Federal Kivalina. Cameras click, pencils scribble, and tape rolls as a man in a bright orange uniform steps forward to test for invasive species.
My name is Mohammed Sangre.
Sangre is the bosun, the crew chief. He slides what looks like a metal tape measure down a tube. It's the opening of one of the Kivalina's 16 ballast tanks.
Touch to the bottom now. The bob touch to the bottom.
The tape hits the tank bottom, and Sangre reels it back up. Terry Jordan, a St. Lawrence Seaway official, is waiting with the handheld gizmo. It's a refractometer that tests water salinity. He carefully places a drop of ballast water on it.
All it takes is like one drop of water on the refractive lens, okay?
Jordan peers through the refractometer's lens. It reads 38 parts salt per 1,000 parts water. Recent scientific studies show that concentration of salt water kills up to 99% of the organisms hidden in these ballast tanks. That's important because those critters can compete with native species and damage whole ecosystems. David Reed is a researcher with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
That salinity was very effective at killing many of the organisms that we would expect to be able to survive in the Great Lakes.
So for the first time this year, all ships voyaging into the Great Lakes have to do something that sounds like a mouthwash ad.
Swish and spit.
Yeah, swish and spit. Terry Jordan says on its way across the ocean, the ship flushes its ballast tanks with salt water and presumably kills potential invasive species. The refractometer test is proof of the swish and spit. If the ship fails, its ballast tank is sealed and its owner is fined up to $36,000. Swish and spit has been voluntary for years. Environmentalists say the new mandatory rules are a step in the right direction, but too little and way too late.
Some would argue that the dam has already burst.
Hugh McIsaac specializes in invasive species at the Great Lakes Institute for Environmental Research in Windsor, Ontario. He says if ships were swishing and spitting from the beginning, we might have been able to prevent the zebra mussel, round goby, and other invasions. But McIsaac warns there are other species lurking on the horizon, like one in Germany, ominously called the killer shrimp.
And so any protective measures that we put in place today that would prevent or retard their ability to get in, I would welcome.
Scientists doubt anything can be foolproof. Invasive species still can hide other places on the ship. And the new rules do nothing to stop saltwater invaders, like the mitten crab, from attacking ports on the east and west coasts. Terry Johnson is the St. Lawrence Seaway's U.S. administrator. He says swish and spit is a huge step forward for the Great Lakes.
So does that mean that it is absolutely, definitely 100% positively assured that there won't be invasives coming in with these new regulations? No, it doesn't. But it dramatically reduces the risk.
Congress is considering even tougher rules that would force shippers to install cutting-edge ballast cleansing systems. The proposals could cost up to $1 million per vessel. The Bush administration has threatened to veto. For the Environment Report, I'm David Summerstein.